Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
It ain't over till it's over.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. What a finish on Wall Street yesterday. At 3:15 Eastern Time, the Dow was down nearly 300 points. But then investors went on a buying spree, and the Dow shot up all the way into positive territory. Traders at the New York Stock Exchange actually cheered. In the end, the Dow only lost 15 points to 12,845. The Nasdaq was down 7 to 2,451, but the S&P 500 gained 4 points to 1,411. There was no cheering in Asia today. Japan's Nikkei fell more than 5%, its worst day in 6 years. In Europe, the markets are mixed so far. The toy company Mattel is in serious damage control mode. This week, Mattel put full-page ads in major newspapers. The company's hoping to reassure the public after two huge recalls of Chinese-made toys. With the holidays not too far away, other toy companies think this could be a chance to fill their stockings. Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Made in the USA could very well be the motto this holiday shopping season. Toy makers from Little Tykes to Slinky plan on spending big bucks to tout their American make.
People are buying stuff right now specifically for the safety issues.
Ed Lowenton is the owner of Vermont-based Turner Toys. He's seen sales of the company's natural products, like wooden alphabet blocks and baby rattles, surge 500% since the recalls began. His toys are mostly made in Western Europe and the U.S., and he's posted that on the company website.
Our contact form, which isn't used all that much, is suddenly very busy.
But Candace Corlett with WSL Strategic Retail says consumers have short memories. And as long as nothing new comes up, Mattel sales probably won't suffer for long.
Shoppers have been very confident in them for a long time. And as long as Mattel does it right, shoppers will be okay with it come December.
Mattel has pledged to step up inspections and says the recalls shouldn't affect holiday sales. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
The malls will probably be empty tonight. Apparently, kids across America are staying home to watch a movie on the Disney Channel. It's the sequel to High School Musical, something of a cross between Grease and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Disney is making a bundle on this. Here's Lisa Napoli.
If you have a kid, chances are good you've heard this song over and over and over and over again. The soundtrack to the first made-for-TV flick topped the charts with 7 million copies sold last year. 160 million people around the world have seen High School Musical. Media analyst Ed Martin says even before tonight's sequel debuts, Disney has outdone itself with the cross-media promotion.
You've had the movie released twice on DVD. You've had the soundtrack. You've had video games. A concert tour, High School Musical, shirts and socks and hats, sweatshirts and lunchboxes and everything you can imagine for sale.
Oh, and don't forget 2,000 high school productions, song lyrics downloaded 500,000 times, a theatrical film, and a Broadway show, too. Billboard's Jeff Mayfield says there's no doubt the new soundtrack that came out Tuesday will be number one next week. The High School Musical machine is expected to generate $100 million in profit by the end of the year. Does that make Disney college material? In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org.
There was a time in this country when horse racing was king.
They're in the stretch. Secretariat has opened a 22-length lead. He is going to be the Triple Crown winner.
But the sport of kings has fallen on hard times the last 30 years or so. People don't go to the races the way they used to. They have a lot more choices for gambling, like lotteries and casinos. A number of racetracks have actually closed. But ironically, one thing that might save horse racing in some states is slot machines. This week, Maryland's governor issued a report touting the benefits of adding slots to the state's racetracks. Our Business of Sports commentator, Diana Nya, joins us. Good morning, Diana.
Scott, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How have slots worked so far in other states where they've put them in at horse tracks?
Well, you know, they're calling them now racinos, meaning the racetrack and the casino combined. And, you know, I would bet you dimes to donuts that we're still talking about 5 years. There won't be one pure racetrack left in the United States. They'll all be racinos.
And really?
That's what I think. Take example in New Mexico, Ruidoso Racetrack, very popular racetrack, founded in 1947. And it used to be that throughout the summer in the 50s and 60s, you know, the stands were filled and then it trickled down, trickled off. By the early 90s, the racetrack was dying. You could go there and it would just be no lines whatever at the betting windows. So in 99, they gave in and they called it Billy the Kid Casino. They combined it. And if you drive by there now, the Ruidoso Racetrack is a small little addition. It's the Billy the Kid Casino that just happens to have a nice little horse track on the side.
The people who support this idea of having slots at racetracks tout it as a way to save thoroughbred racing. For example, in Maryland, where it has a big tradition with the Pimlico, there's 9,000 jobs in the industry in Maryland. Are you buying that idea that slots would actually save the horse racing industry there?
Well, yeah. Since part of that slot money, a quarter of it virtually, goes to the purses, then it'll let us get back and get some attract some more better horses in here, get some better races going, and the whole, you know, the whole industry buffers.
So part of the money does go to the horsemen, as they call them, the people who train the horses and ride the horses and all that.
About a quarter of the profits go to them. You got a quarter of nothing, you know, that's why the fields are slower and fields are more sparse. But if the slot machines are there, it's been proven all the way around the country, Indiana, Illinois, it's been proven everywhere, the slot machines do help the horse industry.
All right, I guess we're going to have to deal with racinos from now on.
Cha-ching.
Thanks, Diana.
Thanks, Scott.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.